Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Losing a loved one is overwhelming. The Farewell app puts immediate support right at your fingertips with step-by-step guidance on what to do. Find local funeral directors, plan unveilings, and even securely save your own funeral wishes for when your family might need them. Download the free Farewell app today from App Store, Google Play, or Huawei Store. Farewell. Guidance through emotional times, structure in confusion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That was Nyakale. Actually, it was Helen Nyakale and the song Bread of Life. That's how we came out from the news bulletin, the 1 o'clock news bulletin. And the time now, 14 minutes just after one. You're on Heart to Heart, you're on Radio Pulpit. And do remember that you can listen to us wherever you are, wherever you go. You can just download our app and start listening to us wherever you are. You can download it at the App Store. You can download it at Play Store as well. Just download the app, find the Radio Pulpit app and start listening to us wherever you are. You might be in the mall, anywhere you were at, or maybe you're jogging. You're just listening to us wherever you're at. Norma, I see you. Norma, I thought I'm the only one who loves the winter season, but I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Norma says, I also love the winter. And she has her hands up. And so I guess near Alien. On the line now, I'm joined by Pastor Lucas Nkosi. It's been a minute. Muruti, how are you?
I'm well, and you, Sis Bongi, and Radio Pulpit family.
Ah, we're doing very well. Welcome yet again, Muruti. It's been a minute.
Yeah, boo.
Which season do you like, Muruti?
Yeah, winter.
Ariwani Noma, Muruti is with us. You know, when we get to the hot seasons, when it's summer, like fully summer, then you have to deal with the hohakis, you have to deal with the heat waves. Oh, but at least with this one, there's control. You can warm yourself up. So at least there's control. Thought I was the only one. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. Today, Muruti, we're talking about contending for the faith. And when I look at contending, my mind ran to struggling and fighting and for the faith. And I was reminded by of many scriptures in the Bible. I was also reminded, is it Elijah? Yeah, earlier on, I was like, Kunje, who was that? Who had to contend even for the faith and challenged the prophets of Baal to say, the God who answers by fire, he is God. I was like, yo, okay. I was taken through so many scriptures, and I was asking myself, are we in these times also contending for faith? Before you answer, many Colleen Khadebe says, welcome, Pastor Lucas Nkosi. There's a woo as well from Mom. In our times, Muruti Khonanung, are we still contending for the faith?
Yeah, the time now demands it, you know. In certain times, especially your 90s, your 90s were like a boom season for the church. A lot was taking place, you know. A lot of conversions were taking place. Then your early 2000s, but the period we are at now, things are no longer, you know, like they were, especially when some of us got saved, you know, that era ya rona versus Bongile and others, you know. That's why that generation, you know, produced a lot of preachers, a lot of pastors, a lot of people who are impactful even today with the gospel. But now there's a challenge because we are like, you know, that generation, Joshua, you know, Moses, then Zehutzamabila, then came the era of Joshua. They were possessing the promises It was fun. It was nice seeing God manifesting himself. But unfortunately, that generation forgot to do a crucial work, you know, of transferring their faith to the generation that came after them. They were enjoying Monati, what you would say, Bila, that God was providing. But they did, they created the generational gap, you know, where people, you know, Bernard just saw, you know, their fathers and mothers blessed, but they did not know what it took, you know, to produce that kind of blessing in their lives and so forth. And it's so shocking that now when you go to the book of Judges, we are told, then arose a generation that
did not
nothing
know
about God. Nothing. As if they were born somewhere in mid-air and so on.
In vacuum.
Parents.
In vacuum. You know.
Yeah, and the instruction was clear, even when you read in Deuteronomy, when Moses was giving them final remarks to say, guys, train your children, you know, make sure upon the walls, you know, your doorposts, put this weight, transfer these things into your children. So, by Lele Monati, and did not transfer this. So now, even now, we have a generation that is not as deep in the faith and in the things of God. And then we've been enjoying the blessings of God, the wonderful things of God, and for God, you know, to impart these crucial things. Ask a, you know, randomly, you know, believers, what is salvation, basics of salvation, you know, there were those things, Barakibo, the Roman root, you know, basics of salvation, soul winning. And it's good to see that the Lord is reviving as well the ministry of evangelism in the church. Those were the basics, were a norm of the 90s. And fellowship, you know, we even fellowship was not a burden. You know, with the
current, we were looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it, and we're like, and you know what was interesting and funny? We were performing good even at school. Yet, you know, with that level, you know, your multiple services that we used to attend, traveling places, going different places,
competing in choirs.
And fellowship was not the burden. But currently, it's like, it's a
burden.
What happened,
Murut?
And then with the advancement of technology, which was supposed to supplement what we've been doing, then we are trying to replace and be in a corner for corners and so forth. We see there's a burden to fellowship, meet other believers. We used to be excited. Before we drove into services, it was fun to serve the Lord and it was joyful. But currently, a lot of those things, you know, that are the tenets of our faith, you know, we look down upon. And then this apostolic gospel that was transferred to us, you know, generationally, now it's coming to our generation now that even its quality is dropping. The level of how, you know, your Bible study, your Bible reading is dropping. The level of witnessing is dropping. Level of fellowship is dropping. We are so caught up in ourselves and our progress in doing good, in good bank accounts and things like that. And now something is happening as well. You know, especially when we step into the marketplace, something interesting is because the team of darkness now is getting stronger in what they believe in what they do. They're intentional. And, you know, they are so expressive. They are having fun in doing their things. We shy away. You know, we are ashamed of, you know, even being seen and identified, you know, as believers, you know, in communities. They demonstrate, make a lot of noise with their funny things. But we are getting quieter and quieter, and as they say, nature doesn't have room for vacuum. So if we lose ground, we are quiet, something comes in, and the enemy is pressing us to be quiet whilst he is amplifying the volume of his things. And, you know, the you know, what they call it, you know, the proliferation, you know, of darkness. People are feeling free to do as they please. Hedonism, you know, people, it's like, hey, rich life. And they are expressive with those kind of lifestyles, you know, that even in the past, people were like a conscious to say. I mean, even look at how even the value of meeting a pastor based on, I mean, those years, you know, when you meet a pastor, you will be like, hey, yes, honorable
person. Respect.
Even the office itself, you know, is getting into disrepute and so on because of certain characters dropping the value. And even now it's fun even to have programs that are against churches, that are against pastors. It's fun. It's an idea of fun and so on because we are losing the plot. And, you know, things are drawing back. We are coming into things like in Galatians 1 verse 6 where Paul is talking about addressing the Galatians that is astonished that, you know, they are quickly deserting, you know, from Christ. And then, you know, even the grace of God turn into a different gospel. We make distortions even of the gospel. We try, you know, to change even the message. We dilute it so that it's appealing and we are so acceptable. You know, we coexist, languages like coexistence, and we think coexistence means compromising who we are and the truth of this gospel. And we are trying. There's too much of editing, you know. Certain things we call Christian, you know, and scriptures, they are nowhere near scriptures and Christian. Certain lifestyles we adopt that, but I'm a Christian, but I can do 1, 2, 3. But you look at the kind of gospel that the apostles were preaching, you know, did not have mixture. Yeah, it was like your black and white, like you quoted something important with Elijah on, you know, Mount Carmel. It's that era, you know, where like people are confused. They are saying they are serving God, but they are mixing him with other gods and other practices that are not consistent with the truth of God. But we like the label of being associated with Christ. Even our conversions now, their quality, you know, it's not as strong as then, you know, Paulo. So then when we were taught even the gospel, the gospel we received nearly your repentance, meaning forsaking all. I remember, I forsake all and follow him type of gospel. But today we can attach, I'm a Christian, and do the next thing. And you are wondering, you are doing the next thing. Like that next thing is totally opposite, you know, even to the gospel that we preach. That hence now Elijah was like, let's settle the issue here. And they called him a troublemaker for telling them the truth and said, here comes the troublemaker. Ptolemy's thief, you know, this thief people, and so on. And he said, let's settle things. We can't be serving two masters here. We can't be saying we believe in God and worship Baal on this
on
other
the same
side.
Time.
God and
yeah.
Baal do not mix. You know, they don't mix. It's either we follow God or we follow Baal. Yeah, we can't be torn between two opinions. Then they had to settle the score. And we see it even in the time of Joshua in 24:15 there, where he says, now I'm giving you a choice today. Don't say I impose this on you. Make a choice that either you'll follow the gods, you know, of the fathers there at the back, you know, the beliefs that are around this place and even, you know, the previous where, you know, Ur of the Chaldeans, by the way, that Ur was in Babylon, meaning how Babylon used to do things with different gods and all those things and these beliefs, or you serve the true living God. But as for me, you know, and my family, will serve the Lord. So we must come to that point And, you know, with the weight of contending for the faith, it's a concept that we see even in Jude 1, verse 3 and 4.
Mm.
So Jude there is saying, you know, I wanted to write to you, you know, about issues about common salvation, encouraging them about salvation. But because he saw something happening, he said, I changed the subject. Yeah, from wanting to write about salvation, assurance of salvation, and other things that have to do with, you know, helping bring understanding of salvation. And he said, but I found it necessary to write, appealing to you to contend for the faith. He's like, guys, we are getting lukewarm. We are getting so neutral. We don't have a position to stand, you know, in terms of our faith. So we need to fight. You know, we need to contend for the faith, to say, we will stick with the true gospel that we know. The gospel that says when you are saved, this is the kind of lifestyle, this is the kind of practices that you subscribe to, this is how we do things. But he said, we must contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. He's saying this faith is not a new thing. It's that faith that was delivered to all believers. And he's giving a reason in the following verse to say, for certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is it something almost kind of like the mixed multitudes that the Bible is talking about when the children of Israel left Egypt? Because the Bible talks about the mixed multitudes who then misled God's people as well.
Yeah. Yeah, people creeping in.
Different
agenda.
But now, how do we pick that up? I mean, during our times, Muruti. How did that happen? how were the doors opened? Okay, I nearly said something else. You know, there's a certain song that's ringing in my head. Let me not go there. But how did we get here?
Yeah. It's because of we have moved away from the basics. You know, and this thing of us with conveniences, you know, and it's a challenge. Technology is good. It was supposed to supplement, you know. But we replace. We are like, this is a tool for replacement.
Okay.
That's why we redefined even fellowship, you see. We know. You know, like your online things and so on, they are helping us a lot. But they are like the supplements, you know, those minerals and vitamin supplements.
Yeah.
They supplement. They are not your real original food type of thing. We are living on supplements. And so we edit, redefine things, because the first thing that happens is our redefinition of things. We no longer define things as they are in the scriptures within their context. Like in the Bible, when the word fellowship happened, it meant leave your house, go to that place where believers are. And interact, share the word of God.
That's why we shouldn't. That's why we shouldn't forsake the fellowship.
But now, what are we doing? We, the sophisticated generation, we are like, no, we'll fellowship online. Yes, there's a space and room for that. But once we take a biblical definition and context and understanding of a word or a practice, then redefine it, you know, within a generation we live in, we have a problem. We are moving away from how it was delivered. This God who brought the gospel to the believers at that time, he knew the beginning before the end. This technology, we call it new for us. In the mind of God, God knew that there will be a thing in this era, the 21st century, where something called technology is there. It will give us the ability to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
Yeah.
Yet, when he gave the truth about this concept of the faith to believers, then he had that in mind as well.
Okay.
To say technology will come, but don't redefine this. You remember, I think it's David, you know, in the books of the Torah, the 5 books, yeah, especially where instructions about how to carry the ark. God said to them, let the priests carry the ark, as in apply their hands, carry this ark and move. That was God's order. Then came David and said, man, the priests, let's come with technology on how to improve how you carry the ark. There's
so they
no
had
need
to
for
push.
You,
so they...
you know, currently, mele, I have a cart.
Yeah, so know, they put
Kalikana.
It on a cart. Yeah.
Put it there, man. Relieve, man, the priest, from this burden. And he applied that technology of his.
Okay.
Guess what? Somebody died in the process.
Uzziah.
That guy died. Who was not supposed to die, because King David, in his sophistication,
initiated,
you know,
the technology.
Era, a new generation with new technology of how to carry things. Try to improve God's method of doing things. He tried to redefine, you know, what God was clear, you know, in the word of God. On even in David's era, the era of technology, what God said is not changed by era. The priests were still expected to do this. Clever David, after committed that error, he said, yay, Yafiwala. And then we take this to Obed-Edom. And when he saw that guy prospering, and he's like, I want that thing. But this time around, we are doing it as
God's way. God's way.
Yeah. And and when they did it God's way, a blessing was released.
Okay.
You know. So having technology does not say we should. So it starts with redefining things. You know, we redefine family.
Yeah.
That okay, family according to God's way, it works like this. We redefine it, give it another meaning. Even dictionaries are updated to say they must fit the current definition of those things. We redefine roles and what must happen. We redefine church. We redefine salvation, how to live, you know, a Christian life. You know, we redefine these things, and after redefinition, so that all the time when you go to a dictionary, you know, guess a new generation which did not see the original dictionaries. So every time they want to learn about family, they go to these dictionaries and they are convinced this is a meaning. And even in their debates and arguments, they are like, no, family means this. And you check what they say family is. It's according to the redefinition. We don't keep, I mean, we don't remove the word family. We keep it, but we dilute its meaning.
Sure.
So that we lose its meaning. And after losing its meaning, then... then there's a problem. A problem creeps in. That's why it crept in. And you know, like deception, when it creeps in, it just, it's a nature. That's why it's a nature. It's as cunning as a snake. You don't just come straight and see this. It just sets in, relax, and then it becomes the part of the system. Where it's like, and then this snake, and then we fall in love with it. No, there's no harm in this. You saw even in the garden what happened. God said, day you eat this thing, you'll die. You'll die. And the enemy goes to Eve. Eve eats this thing, thing is happening. So how do you convince Adam that when he eats this thing, he will die? Because why didn't Eve die? Did not die. And he's like, okay, we can eat this thing then. And wara, wara, then surprise, surprise, when he eats it, death sets, you know, gets activated. Mm. So this redefinition is the first thing that happens. And then it happens because now we are too busy to study our Bibles.
Mm.
So that in studying the Bible, you know, in John 10, Jesus is saying, my sheep know my voice.
Mm.
And the word know speaks of intimacy. It speaks of engaging. You know, it's from that place of fellowship. It's not knowledge by information, but knowledge, you know, by, you know, communion, by fellowship. The more you fellowship, take time in the word, you know, this language of the scriptures and what the word of God is saying about things. As you read, you know, the word of God, you see things from the word of God. So that when something that is contrary to the teaching of scripture is being said, you can detect it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like those olden days where, you know, they were teaching people about fake money.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they used to make them feel the original.
Yeah, so
they
you when the fake one comes, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can detect.
Yeah, because you are used to the real thing,
the real one.
So if we feed and we are fed the right word, the word of God.
We take the effort as ourselves because we can't only rely from the way that we are told.
So when
but
we
must
eat,
check, like the Bereans, when Paul preached, they are like, Zugzwile, you are anointed, and so on. Let's check it for ourselves.
Take it as is, Murut. Sure.
Yeah.
Take it as is, Murut. Sure. All right. So that's where we've gone wrong. I'm just thinking 2019 was also a turnaround kind of period where technology was introduced more into the church.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how many of us went back to church after that. Or are we still using technology, which is now filled and bombarded with so much? I mean, you pick and choose there. And you can even choose the wrong food for yourself. Let's take a break. We're coming back. May the Lord help us. We're coming back, Moruti.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Bringing you closer to Christ. 657 AM.
It is 657 AM. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do remember to download our app, start listening to us on wherever you at on those gadgets. You can just get our app on your gadget, on your phone, and everywhere else. And start listening and tuning in, being with us 24/7, crystal clear on those platforms. So, yeah, just download. You can also listen to us via DSTV Audio Channel 882. And you can also listen to us via OpenView 607. We are crystal clear right there. And I'm still with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We gave you the sounds there of Monday Angel's Wings. And I love the song, Muruti, because it's almost like what we are talking about. I started going right. I was okay. I knew you, Lord. And then something happened. And then, but thank you, Lord, for rescuing me from it all. Basically, that's what the song says. And I believe that this time around, when we're talking to you and we're learning these things, and God opening these to us or opening our eyes to these, it is that time and moment where we are being set up for a breakthrough. All righty then. Before we continue, Muruti, let's take the message from Metzela Bedi.
Dumelang, Mama Sibongile, le
mo
di dumelang tle family. Hey, morutu bua nnete, o itse keng? Yo, pholoso ya ka jeko. Pholoso e mejarwa ka materiale. Mama Sibongile le morutu, e mejarwa ka materiale gore o na le eng, o dula kae, ko ntlong tse di ko dithabeng, o tsamaya ka koloi e yang. Then ke pholoso eo. And-e moruti bua nnete, pholoso ke botshelo ba o kgophelela Modimo. Kgophelela Modimo a Masibongile, go bala lentswe la Modimo, go phela ka fasting, go phela mo thapelong. Ka tota baruti ka jeko a se tlhola kore ga gona motho o respect-ang baruti. Go diragetseng bazalwane, go entseng jane. Go bule go a diragalang me Masibongile le moruti. Hey, pholoso ya rona e se o lokwa moreele moruti. Moruti bua nnete ka tota ha o tla yana ba re tota o ya re trouble maker ka gore o rera ka tshokologo ya batho. Ha go bua ka pholoso tshwanetse o dumetse Jesu o phela thato ya Modimo e seng ya batho. E seng ya batho Mama Sibongile le moruti. O moruti ke a leboga. Ga go santsana go na le mafoko a tswang go batlhang ka mo Modimo a wa ntshang ka jeko yo o ra leboga moruti. O ka re go ka nna le tshebeletso fela o itse keng go a bua ka mafoko a go a tsoseletswa pholoso le tumelo go batho go dumela go Modimo o pholosang go Modimo o tsosang bafu go Modimo o fodisang malwetse. Thank you moruti, ke leboga thata. Ke Mema Tselapedi, Caroline Tselapedi. Thank you moruti waka.
Thank you so much mama. Yeah, Ma says, what has happened? What happened to our faith? What has happened? What has tainted our faith? People don't even respect the office anymore of a reverend or a pastor anymore. What has happened? She's delighted that at least there's still a message that brings consciousness to us, you know, around this topic. We are addressing it and all. But what a challenge that we have been given today. Muruti, is there a turnaround? Is it possible? And I'm looking at time. I'm not quite sure if you'll be able to cover all of that for us to make a turnaround, go back to the basics. I love what you said earlier on. You said technology is so good, but it is good. It is the best, actually, way to do things God's way. But the thing is, with technology, it's so exciting. It looks like, the redefining of things and all that. Everything just, you know, happens quickly. And I think even now, when I'm looking at the Bible, I think we were talking with someone discussing some verses that we find, there are verses that are no longer there in some of the new Bibles now. There are verses that have been omitted in some of the Bibles. Why? Who did that? Technology did that. Because those were offensive to some individuals. And some, the meaning of those have been changed. Is there a change, really? I'm thinking of Lekwalo la Mosepedi. What is it called in English again? The progress of the pilgrim. The pilgrim's progress. Pilgrims.
Yes.
How the pilgrim wanted to just please God. Anything outside or that looked like it wasn't of God, he shied away from that. But right now, we find it really hard because the truth and the technology, the changes, the deceit, they look so much similar. And I'm reminded that Jesus Christ says, the time will be shortened because of the sake of the elect. Because now it will look similar. It will look like grass. Wheat and grass will look the same.
Yeah.
Is there really change in these times? Is there really a turnaround? Is there really a way of doing things God's way and we are guaranteed this is God? And how does it work? Muruti, I know you don't have much time. If you don't finish, you won't finish. But you'll have to come back and finish. But what is your response?
that's an important question. Yeah, a way is there, but it will be costly because we are so used to how we've been doing things, you know, and we've been so comfortable even with the people and the things that have crept in to distort us. Some of these things that we have allowed in, they benefit us, you see. And then we'll have to make that decision, like in the book of Ezra, where he's like, guys, here is what the truth is saying. And if this is to be, you know, to do it right, you will have to part ways, because repentance is costly. It says, be ready, you know, for an open surgery, because we are taking out, and this time around, without even anesthetic, to say, say, keep Alento, throw it away. Yeah, throw it away. And then, are we willing to pay that price, to go back to your Bible study like we used to, you know, studying the Word of God, reading through, finishing the Bible in a year, praying, going to those prayer meetings, you know, all these other things, like we said, with technology, they are supplements. They are not that food. They keep you going, you know. They are like your snack, your this, but they should not be redefined by technology and so on. That's why even, you know, with our COVID era and so on, some churches closed down, because some of us leaders, we redefined because of, we conformed to the pressure of the time, even redefined things that are in the scriptures. And the next thing, people no longer come back, and we are wondering, where are the people? And we want to go back to the real thing. And now we are confusing the people. But once we go back to, you know, that, you know, those teachings of the scriptures, that understanding that the apostles passed through, you know, not this contrary gospel convenience, because even that, you know, this nice gospel, that's why we are not experiencing persecutions.
They say we are left behind, like we are old school.
Yeah, and we are boring. Nice when you come up with this.
You are boring.
We want new stuff and so on.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so that's the challenge. But I'm saying we must be willing now to let go.
All righty then. Muruti? Hello? Oh, my. Muruti, are you still there? What just happened? We just lost Muruti Lucas right there. Let's try again and see if we can get hold of him. But this, we need to know. Is there a way out? Is there a way of going back? Is there a way of going back? Is there a way of dealing with this and making it all right? All right. I'm hoping that we are able to get him back. Muruti, are you there? Okay. My phone is ringing in the studio now, trying to get Muruti back so that we can know exactly what to do. But going back to the basics, I think that's the best way, and the first thing that we ought to do, going back to the basics, doing the word more than anything. Doing the word as is, without any doubt, without questioning it, but just doing the word of God. Alrighty then, we'll try to get hold of him. Hope that we can.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.